Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, model biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
What's good? New episode, Philly Shine Radio with Honest Fire. Shout out to my co-host, Miss Truth Teller. What's good, baby? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so good.
Oh, we got the babies in the background. Mute your phone, mute your phone. But shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. We got a special guest, my featured performer, Tafik. We're going to be playing his music. Talking to him, showing love to the callers, and tonight's topic, you know, is a little crazy. You know, I'm a bit polar. I got a couple polars with me, but we want to talk about people who've had, you know, messed with somebody bipolar or split personality. It's just crazy. Like, I don't know if y'all got anybody crazy than me. Like, I'd be like, do it to me, but don't touch me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Kiss me, but not with your lips. Like, you know, like, I get crazy. Crazy. So we're going to talk about alright, having fun and everything. We got a couple callers. Shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely press 1 if you want me to open up your mic. You want to join in the show. We got somebody from the Philly area chilling with us first. We got a 267-770. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Wait a minute.
Did it open? 267. Can you say something?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's good? What's your name?
Yo, what up? How y'all?
I'm
we all
good.
Bipolar.
What's your name? We all
Black Cotton. Pounds, brother.
What'd you say?
Black Cotton.
Oh, what's good? How you doing? Good to hear
good.
From you. We all
How you doing, fam?
I'm real good, real good. So you said we all bipolar. So what do you say? You're representing for the bipolar
to
people?
To an extent. We all got some bipolar in us, but... We all mess with somebody. Man, motherfucker cut your tires. Motherfucker stalk you. Motherfuckers keep calling you and shit like... Let's get back together. No, get out of here. I'm done. I'm cool. I'm good. Peace.
Peace.
But the worst thing
yeah,
is
peace.
When a motherfucker stalk you. You know what I mean? Do shit to you. You know what I mean? Call your job. Be like, he smoke weed. You know what I mean? Y'all need to give up his stress and shit. I'm telling you.
You know, because people definitely, you know, they be like, you say, it's cool. Like, I remember one time we were at this club. This big club in Philly called Onyx. And my homie, like, me and him wasn't even doing nothing, but we were his ride home. So, you know, we were ready to leave. So I told him, I'm like, yo, come on, let's go. We out or whatever. So that's all I said to him. So he said he was talking to his ex-girlfriend. They were having a casual conversation. And then when I came up, was like, yo, what's up? Then she was just like, who the fuck was that bitch? Like, who the fuck is she? Like, don't fucking play no motherfucking games. Like, he just got cussed the fuck out. Like, she went from not caring about him to about to kill him. So, yeah,
that's
people
great.
Do be switching it up. Well, I wish my homie called in. I told him I was going to tell a story, too. But we're going to have some fun. But definitely getting ready for March greatness. Huge events coming up. I got the Philly Idol March 2nd. I'm going to be judging the event. They're doing a really good talent showcase with N.A. from Headbanger Videos, Michael Shawn from 103 The Beat. It'll be cash prizes, 20 artists. At a time, you know what I mean, to sign up for each event. They're going to be doing it monthly. But artists, if you want to get into that showcase, it's going to be call NA at 215-480-4952. It's going to be real crazy. It's all going down March 2nd, Club 151, 4128 North Broad Street. So definitely get on it. And a lot of shit coming up. March is great. And then, of course, Diamond Spotlight. You got to come through, Black. You know you family. I've been seeing Pam, Mr. Testing Films, in the building. So what's your excuse?
I've been training.
Now I'm about to bang on him. Like, no,
I'm sorry. I've been training. Like, I mean, you know, it's something different over here in Gorilla Republic.
Yes,
I mean,
definitely. Shout out your movement, your Facebook, of course, Philly Shine Radio. You gotta show off a little bit.
You know, Gorilla Republic, we on the ground worldwide. Our most famous, most heard of motherfucker that rap, Immortal Technique. You ever heard of?
Okay. Oh, we'll check him out. Send his music to Philly Shine Radio. We'll show love. No problem.
That's what's up.
All love. Well, yeah, definitely thanks for calling, talking about our topic.
Yo,
it's going to be heated
because
my text messages with any type of insight for tonight's show is going to be crazy. But what else you want to say, Mr. Guy, to cut me off? What's up, Mr. Black Cotton?
I'm sorry.
You good.
We do food and clothes drives for homeless and poor people.
No, that's
it's the will of God. It's the will of God to do that, you know what I mean? To look out for, you know, poor and unfortunate. That's the will of God.
Yeah, definitely. Let me know about how we could be able to help. Send me the information on Facebook. I'll definitely look out or whatever. Well, that's definitely good. You got to give back.
We're going to build some networks. We're going
to
build some networks. We're going to make some coalitions. We're going to all get together. We're going to go out here and free some homeless people. Because these politicians here don't do it. Michael Nutter, don't do it.
The politicians do other shit, but I'll talk to you about that later off the record. But definitely, shout out to everybody joining on the show. If you want me to open up your mic, definitely just press the number 1 on your keypad. I'll open your mic. You can join in the show. Shout out to my co-host, Truth Teller. Put some kids asleep.
What?
Put the kids asleep. We got to have some fun tonight, girl. But
I'm right here right now, so shut up.
She get rough with me, y'all. She bipolar. Truth Teller got 80 polars.
I love you.
She got 80 polars and 36 molars in her teeth. Like, she smile big and make
you
think
boo-boo.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, fuck you, you ticket ass whore.
See what I mean? Like, how'd she just go that fast like that? But we got a couple callers. Press the number 1 or whatever. We're going to get to you right now.
I'll be good today.
Yeah, be good. No lesbian moments. Take no. 215-917. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? This Big Cuz calling from Northern Liberties.
Oh, what's good, Big Cuz? How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you an artist? Or are you just calling in to talk about the topic, tonight's topic?
Well, I'm an artist and a promoter, but I'm also calling about the topic.
Oh, well, you got to show off first. Shout out to your websites. And then if you want to talk about your bipolar girlfriends, please don't drop no names because I don't want nobody coming back here for evidence or where you been at, because if a person's bipolar, they definitely a stalker, too. What?
If a person threatens me or her, I'm cutting the person who said their name.
Yeah, we got your number, so except for the private numbers, that's on the line. Shout out to the private caller. Uh-huh. I'm going to get to you next. But go
my
ahead, because
my quick little plug is this Hip Hop Week on March 12th. I got an event going on at the arena in Northeast Philly. Headlining is I Vegas from G-Unit Philly.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I'm going to definitely stay in touch with you, get that information off you.
But what I wanted to talk about the topic is...
Hold on, wait. I don't mean to cut you off, but what's your Facebook so we can keep in contact with you on Facebook?
I got him here on my Facebook. Oh, yeah, shout out to everybody on Philly Shine, because, yeah, every Philly Shine, not your friend on Facebook.
Thank you very much.
You're such a good co-host. I'm about to snap on you for nothing. I wanted to hear the story. It sounded like it's juicy. It's like, no. Calm down, Truth Teller. But go ahead, because shout out to your websites or whatever, how we can get in touch with you.
You can just look me up on Facebook, probably the easiest way. First word, Big Cuz. Second word, music, with a CK on the end of the music.
All right, yeah, definitely one of my first Facebook friends. But go ahead, what's the story about a bipolar chick you was with?
I'm actually calling. I have my girlfriend on the line. I am the one that's bipolar.
Where is your girlfriend? We need somebody sane to speak for you then. God damn. Set up. I told you to see somebody. You got to have your significant other really close by. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to X-Squad DJs in the building. Everybody joining in on the show. So you're the bipolar one, Big Cuz?
Yeah, I'm bipolar.
And what's your girlfriend's name?
Amber.
Amber. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What is up with Big Cuz? What makes him bipolar? Hello?
Hey, well,
you hear me, Amber?
Big Cuz is bipolar. Lately, he's been doing real good, taking his medication and stuff, but first it was real rough for us. It did take a big toll on the relationship, but he's doing good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, that's, well, he's really bipolar, so he got to take medicine. Damn. I'm talking about somebody who's
What medicine are you on? Like, what medicine are you on, baby? I need to recommend it for some people in my life.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we're gonna keep him on. We're gonna keep you on the line because you're gonna be our correspondent for pills. We're gonna find out what people might need to take in certain situations. But chill with us, Amber, because I'm about to take a few other callers.
I'm his doctor.
See what's up, everybody. Huh?
I'm his doctor. I'm his second doctor.
Uh oh. See now, see, we're gonna call her Dr. Amber. We got a doctor.
Damn. Damn.
That's what's up. But we got a private caller on the line. What's good, private caller? Where you calling from? Who you are? What's good?
This your doctor.
You're my doctor?
Who doctor
are you? Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, dang, we done lost a couple callers. Private caller, hung up. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know what.
No disrespect to the private caller.
I got to get Big Cuz back on the line. He was funny. Big Cuz and Dr. Amber. But,
Wait. No disrespect to the private callers. Don't call private and then push one if you ain't going to say nothing. You're going to say something stupid. Like,
yeah,
no.
Call in private, press one, and talk to us. You know, we open up your mic. No discrimination here. But, we'll go check out 614-808. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's your boy DJ Zima down in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to the show. Shout out, please. Shout out to Twitter, your Facebook, or whatever. We got to show off on Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah. I'm on Facebook. You hit me up, Zima. Zima Business on that Facebook thing. You know what I'm saying? On MySpace, DJ Zima. You know MySpace / DJ Zima, EMA, not no IMA. You know what I'm saying? Infamous Pimps down in here. You know what I'm saying? V-Twin Motorcycle Club thing. You know?
Like that.
Yeah, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, stunting and things like that. Got my got about 4, 5, 6, 7 rappers, you know what I'm saying? That's all. Everybody want to be a rapper. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they just don't understand sometimes the DJ, you know what I'm saying, is the one who's doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll definitely make sure I stay in touch with you, too.
Yeah.
Keep you up to date. Well, you have anything to add about the topic for tonight? We're talking about having a bipolar partner, like ever being with a person who's bipolar, like.
I wish
Dr. Amber called back again. I'm about to go hit them up on Facebook because
I got
I need a cold one
where bipolar, she was taking like 15 pills all in one day.
Wow.
And then thought she was losing weight. Now her mouth wasn't doing nothing but making her stomach big. And then hold up, I got some more stuff. This mug had one time came home and started acting at like everything was cool, then spazzed out and started throwing bottles and stuff. And I'm sitting there like, what is wrong with you? I can't help myself. And then get in the bed and start rocking up and down like the Exorcist, talking about, you know what I'm saying? I can't help myself.
Yo, listen. I swear to God, after each phone call, I swear I'm about to start a disclaimer. I don't know shit about none of these situations.
I'm telling you.
How deep is tonight's show going to get? We will find out momentarily.
Yeah.
I love it.
I got some more stuff to tell you. I can take you to a journey with it.
Well, damn. We might need this part two, but definitely chill with us, you know what I mean? Definitely, we love the DJs. We got some good music on the line, online to play coming up real soon. But we're going to take a few more callers, see what's up with everybody else's opinion. Shit! This is serious. I think I should call up some real doctors so that we can understand the dynamics.
We got the girl on the line.
We need who?
Dr. Phil, white dumbass.
No, Dr. Phil. So I don't think we need doctors. We need some doctors who can help us treat it without pills, you know what I mean? We need a doctor to tell us how can we treat this problem without pills. I'm not so much a pill popper, because what if one day I just can't control myself? I don't want to use a pill. I wouldn't want to use a pill to control myself. Like,
What about the love doctor?
Yeah, I'll take a love doctor. Go ahead, get to the next call, the truth teller, because we gotta see what's up with us.
All right, so the next caller will be, one second. You told me to do something I was going to tell me to do. All right, the next caller will be any, many, many more. Okay, we're gonna go to 215-475. Ooh. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You're on the air.
What's up? What's up?
475. What's good? What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Reese.
Oh, hey, what's good? Welcome to the show.
It's Reese Way.
I didn't know.
You don't know your number by heart.
You don't know your number by heart, nigga. Everybody got cell phones. When you call my phone, it come up Reese Way. Welcome back to the show, babe. Definitely.
What's up?
You definitely got to show off first. Tell everybody where they could be able to check out your music and see what's good with you, Reese.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can just Google me. I ain't going to sit up here and say everything, you know. Just Google Reese Wags. Everything will come up.
Now, see, I'm about to do it right now. And then if you don't just come up,
I'm telling you, I'm going to just come up.
Reef Swag.
Is it one G or two?
Two
G's. Nope. This is somebody, the Dream Team.
Reef Swag,
R-E-E-F-S-W-A-G. Psycho, you up there, too. I think it's a whole bunch of... Can you just tell us your specific Twitter? Like, make it easy for us, because Googling you, featuring Don Reef. Pay attention to the swag. I want to look at Reef Swag. I don't want to look at these other swags.
Y'all typed in the wrong name.
I just spelled your name. Your name on here, too. You want to disrespect me? Hang up on him. It's like, no. I'm just saying. Just tell him. What's your YouTube link?
We're going to put him over our knees. Spank him.
Yeah, spank him, because he over 18. You can spank him. He not like the other young bucks.
You won't spank no X-Squad, DJ.
Get him.
You won't spank no X-Squad, DJ.
No, X-Squad, DJ,
yeah.
Do the spanking. Look at you. He got to say something.
Well,
he definitely
got to
say
something.
There ain't nothing wrong with it, though. But go ahead, Reef. What about you? Have you had any bipolar girls?
Yeah, I had a couple bipolar girls, you know. You just got to keep them happy. Ain't no way how, though.
Reeve.
Yeah.
You going to tell us about your bipolar chick or what?
I ain't say. Look. She's just bipolar, super dumb, crazy, like exorcist type John. Like, you just do what you do and get rid of him.
Wait a minute. So she had an exorcist moment too?
Yeah, flipping out.
Damn.
First they cool, babe this, babe that. Then they flip out on you for the dumbest reason.
I don't think we're hearing the whole story. We need her to call up the show and explain how she snapped out, because I just never seen
this. She
know
who she is. Is she listening?
Posting up on her page. We gotta make sure of this. But definitely we gonna show some love to the swagged out boys, Reef Swag in particular. Playing music, hot as 50 oven, new video coming out soon.
Yeah.
Done by Ant from We Run the Streets. I do your promo because I know your fucking ass, but stop being so kind. Gosh. He like, just find Reef Swag. Get a fucking bag.
Yeah.
I'm so good shit. But I'm waiting for my guest to call in up to the show, and definitely share with us.
Who your guest?
Tafiq.
Can I be your guest?
He performed at Diamond Spotlight. Yeah, I think you've seen him. He was our first. He opened that shit up. That shit was hot too. But chill with his babe.
I'm chilling. You know, my man T listening.
I know. I see him. Shout out to the boss. Head nigga in charge. I see you, T-Stack.
Where he at? Open him up so I can open, him up.
He's right here.
Stop using him.
Y'all got to
punch
him in.
There we go. We got you, T-Stack.
Yeah,
we got T-Stacks open. We going to chill with us for a minute, T-Stacks. I'm going to say hi to a couple of more callers. Definitely shout out T5 Entertainment. We got 215-965. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
215-965. Hello. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. What's up? This your girl, Coco Z, the Mix Mistress. I'm repping XY DJs. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, that's what's up.
Another one.
Definitely represent your XY in the building. You got the ball
team
in the building.
Yeah, man, your ball team ain't doing too good.
Who? Oh. So what? Our ball team sucks too sometimes, but not right now.
I don't play basketball, so.
She ain't worried about that. You worried about your music, right? She's like, yes, nigga, talk about
sports. No, but I'm just saying, you know, like, LeBron is gone.
I want to know who that is talking shit.
I don't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my DJ spin on and get, you know, the mixed mixtures on the map. So that's my focus. Now I got tunnel vision. I can't see nothing else.
Coco Z, can you please, I didn't even hear what y'all said, but could you please shout out your Twitter, your Facebook, so we could be able to definitely be in touch with you, Ma?
For sure. The Mix Mistress, everything. Facebook, Backlash, The Mix Mistress. On Twitter is The Mix Mistress. The website is TheMixMistress.com. Reverb Nation, The Mix Mistress. MySpace, The Mix Mistress. Yahoo, the mix mixture. So y'all can find me everywhere trying to get my mixes out and promote. So,
I'm gonna make sure I
join y'all group.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, definitely welcome. Gamel is on the line as well. Tonight's topic: we're talking about bipolar people, being with somebody bipolar. So we're gonna get into that in a minute. Take a few more callers. We got to shout out Philly. We went over to Cleveland. Cleveland's in the building. Ohio definitely represent with X Squad. I love it. 215-391. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, man? What's going on? It's Tafiq.
We were waiting for you to call it. You done call it from some new number again. Don't do that to me.
Come on. I mean, I got a few phone numbers now, man. My bad.
Don't keep me on my toes. I want to introduce you.
Well, guys,
this is my guest for tonight. You know, Tafiq, he called it from some other number, not even know. So,
he's got excited.
He took the excitement out of it. That was good. How you doing? Welcome to the show with me. I'm joking. We got a DJ live on the line, chilling with us. We got X Squad representing all over ATL in the building, Cleveland in the building, West Philly. Shout out to Germantown. Shout out to whoever called to the Impress One to join in the show. Is that you, Dr. Amber? Because we got your back.
That's what's up.
We got him. Okay, cool. We about to get this show popping. Y'all got to chill with us, Amber, because a lot of people can relate to this pill popping situation. Like, you need to take some pills to calm down. People's had exorcist moments, out the ass. We got to come back to you, DJ, and he said he got a lot of stories.
Yeah, I got a lot of them.
That's crazy. That's love, man. I don't think I got too many, but I got one.
I got seven what?
Seven of them.
You got seven what?
I got about 7 good stories right now.
Wow. We're going to definitely get into all of them. But I got some new music from my homie, DJ Freak Nasty. It's a new dance, too, called Bringing Out the Philly Cast. So I'm going to show love to him right now. We're going to get to know Top Beat, talk some more shit. Shout out to my co-host, the banging truth teller. And like I said, show love.
Yes, sir. You already know who it is, your club king, the boy DJ Freak Nasty.
Yes, sir.
Representing Philadelphia.
What up, Philly?
Yes, indeed. Let's go. Remix. Let's go. Come on. You know I'm going to get wild on this one, right? You know what it is. Bring out the Philly Cat.
Don't do it, think you love my way.
down on the mixing board. Mm-hmm. We're making classics over here. Brooklyn. The kid. You know the name. Oh.
Shout out to Cortez. I'm representing. We're representing Team Diamond. Last Tuesday, we got to know the lovely Diamond, you know what I mean, doing her thing out in Pittsburgh. Just
yes.
Put in pound Team Diamond and watch everything, you know what I mean, just go crazy everywhere. On Twitter, I'm talking about, like, you got to definitely keep them links going, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody joining the show. We got Tafik on the line. We were waiting for you, babe.
Not open. Hold on. I got you.
It's crazy. I'm here.
Well, we have a technical difficulty over here.
Okay.
So, when anybody open back up?
Okay. We good?
Honest. I think she muted herself. Don't realize it.
Oh, here I am. I'm back.
What I tell y'all?
Shut up.
You back.
I got a new phone where every time I smile at something or whatever, I fucking press mute or I hang up on a person
Stop licking the phone.
Mind your business. Yeah, this phone is not good for masturbating, so
I can't do it.
What'd you say?
I said, y'all going there.
You already know, but Tafik, definitely tell everybody where we can be able to hear your music. He's a hot artist. Definitely show me love for the past couple months.
Of course, you know what I mean? Yeah, we definitely going to go back in March the 6th, you know what I mean? Milk Creek Tavern, you know, going to do that thing again. But basically, I mean, to hear my music, I always post it on my Facebook, Tafik, T-A-L-F-I-K. A-M-I-N-U, last name. But, yeah, I post all my music right there, so you're not missing anything as long as you a friend of mine on Facebook, we going in.
Okay, that's what's up. He's going in. You know what I mean? I was drawn in by the smile, ladies and gentlemen. Well, especially ladies, like, smile by all. That's cute. Are you an artist?
I'm an artist. I'm just a little artist.
I'm like, what is going on? I got to show you off. Come through. But definitely shout out to all your peoples who came through. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody had a great time.
And y'all missed out. I wanted you to be my guest Sunday. It went down. Mm-hmm. New Era Hip Hop Showcase and it's a party. Oh, my gosh, next month is going to be even more crazier.
But this time,
y'all missed it. Like, everybody listening on the phone, y'all missed it. You know how I change my clothes and I do different stuff, right, Kia?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
This time when I changed my clothes, the crowd went crazy. I wore my dress. I never got to wear it. I wore my photo shoot. The crowd went crazy.
Shit.
They was like, what
shit.
The?
Bipolar,
but we're going to do it with a nice little kiss on your cheek, though.
Calm down. Relax. There you go. Shut your mouth. Eat that, eat that. But Tafiq, though,
yes,
what do you have coming up besides the Diamond Spotlight first Sunday event where you're performing? Like, are you releasing any music, an album, mixtape, or something like that?
Yeah, right now I'm working on the Road to Riches mixtape. That's still in the works. I'm trying to have that out no later than April. So basically, everybody, please look out for that. Show me some love, you know what I mean? And that's basically
you gotta go down to Thundercat Studio, check out the good old sound. I give my homie D Stakes number.
Okay, yeah. Definitely will. Definitely, you gave me the Bull franchise. Franchise
that one
too.
Yeah. Shout out to franchise.
Mm-hmm,
big shout to franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to everybody doing their thing. You know what I mean?
As we should. We might as well go and check out some of your music right now while we got you on the line. We got some more people.
I got a couple questions for him, you know.
Why you always want you to ask a question after we play the damn music?
I ask the music. Pay attention.
You know what? I'm about to fire her. Fucking fire her. You ain't getting your last check either, bitch.
You know what, Carl?
That's an inside joke.
I'm about to burn down her house.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Dr. Amber, what do we say to her at this point? Like, what pill can we subscribe to Truth Teller to calm her down? And she's about to burn my motherfucking house down.
Wait, y'all heard her talking about she wasn't
going to
pay me, so you know what?
I don't blame you. She's a
Xanax. You know what? All right, see, I'm going to get you two Xanaxes. We're going to get it popping. Thank you. Mm. That was Big Cuz. All right, we're going to have him Dr. Big Cuz, too. Don't. We don't condone it.
Bye, Big Cuz.
Dr. Oh. BC, for sure. Oh. DRDCMD. Go ahead, go into this music. We got to get to know Tafiq a little bit more. We'll talk about him. See if we can get him to do something strange for some change, you know what I mean?
Woo!
We got to be over 18.
Let's
all right, well, we going one or two?
Track one.
All right.
And I pilot the seas. I'm all about the green like I play for the seas. I'm all about the green like I'm saving the trees. The city is mine, these haters is lies. They talking gunplay, baby, they don't have no prize. Burn rubber so much, I don't need no tires. Every day a new lay, I'm a frequent flyer. Shouts to the flyers, down in Southfield. I'm flyer than the eagle, baby, I play the field. Bow to greatness. See me and Neil, trying to stack money, throw Liz S. O'Neill. Just you, Jill, ooh, trust I will. Me, you stuck on the curb inside your wheel. The lights shine bright and it's shining on me. We counting overhead, flavor, flavor, Chuck D. I am higher than the bird. Like shorty head, cause she's something like a nerd. Only right. I can let her brains disappear. Drunk out my mind, damn near hit the curb. Feel a thousand niggas in the booth just defending her. A thousand miles I'm running, you the prey and I'm a hunting. I blow bags out, baby girl, no frontin'. Let the money talk, 150 on the dance. Girl, I got look like a younger version, Stacy Dash.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, everybody. It's Caramel Desire from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey,
Boo.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
We very good. Welcome back to the show. I got my guest Tafiq on the line, XY in the building. You know, my co-host with the most ass. I know. My co-host, Truth Teller, she in the building. XY DJs, what's good, baby? Carmel Desires, you got to show off a little bit. Tell everybody where they could be able to find out about your models, what you have, your upcoming events. Shout out to Twitter, please.
Okay, we're having a casting call February 26th at Throwback. We're looking for models, photographers, hairstylists, makeup artists. It's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. You can check out our website, SquadDJModelsDesire.com, and Desire spelled D-E-Z-I-R-E. My Twitter is Caramel Desire. Hit up Baseline Sports. That's the VP of Esquire DJ Models. And also hit up Esquire DJ Models. That's the other Twitter. So, and then we have another casting call coming up in New York, March 5th.
So. Okay, well, we'll definitely stay in touch. Well, Carmel, before I get back to my guest for tonight, I got to ask you. I asked you the topic question. Tonight's topic is, have you ever been with somebody who was bipolar?
Wow.
Wow.
What you say?
A little crazy. I've never been with anybody who's actually on paper bipolar. I've been with a crazy, but you know, he could have passed for bipolar. But I never did bipolar, but I'm dealt crazy.
Dumb girl.
You deal with crazy. But you know what? I think bipolar is a strong word. I mean, just a person who flipped on you. One minute they this way, and the next minute they that way. They like, come on, do it to me, but don't touch me. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, hold up.
Weird.
Like, it don't hurt nobody, but you like, this person is crazy. Like, I don't know why he'll be making no sense. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you a perfect example of bipolar. You be like, why the fuck are you around me, man? Fucking get on my nerves. That's the perfect bipolarism right there.
Hello?
Why did everything just go back again? All right, who's still on the line?
I'm here.
I'm still here.
Okay, it's hard. You muted yourself again, you airhead.
I'm back. Sorry, I wasn't there for a minute. Hello?
I got a shout out.
We here.
Do I see what I have to go through? Do y'all see what I rate?
Yeah.
I rate, like, she ain't gonna like it.
You know what? It's cool, because we love each other. Even though our relationship is up and down, kind of like a bipolarness. If y'all want to know, like, where I got this topic from, I definitely wanted to talk about my relationship with the truth teller. Because if y'all listening to some of the past shows, y'all know we be like kissy kissy, huggy huggy. Then we be like, bitch, you know, like. But I think that's fun. I think that's healthy, though. You gotta be able to express yourself when you with a person, though. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Listen, y'all.
That's tough.
It's nothing sexual between us.
Truth
telling is strictly
dickly. We are
strictly
dickly.
Chip,
put this in her mouth if I put it there, though. Don't.
Go ahead, girl.
By the way, Truth Teller got to cut honest real fast. Y'all about to see a little bit.
Well, you got to. Let's play some music and shit. Like, you know. Whatever. We're going to get to know Tafiq a little bit more, too, because I'm sure he. What about you, Tafiq? Have you had Oh, yeah. She has questions for you. Go ahead, Mr.
Man, I'll
save my questions. Get them, Teller. Make it real good.
You get right now, but all right. So Shafiq, how long have you been in the music business?
I've been rapping since I was like 17. I didn't start taking it serious until I moved to California. And I was like 19, so from 19 to now 24, you know what I mean, taking it serious on that tip. Yeah, so.
Oh, but 21, we can take it to the casino with us.
Say what now?
She said we going to take you to the casino with us. Don't come with us.
No.
We be drawing.
Nah, I just came back. Look, y'all not saying a thing. I just came back from Vegas in October, so let's do whatever y'all want.
Oh, okay. We could go. We could go. I'm gonna leave my wallet at home just because he wanna be balling, right? Karma Desire, you might as well come get on the plane too. Come through. Have a good time.
Man, I gamble.
Okay,
that's my
I'm
point.
Already there.
No, see, she said she already there. We gonna get it popping.
Let's get it popping. Hey, what?
Mm-mm-mm.
I said we're not doing no
foursomes.
You said all three of us did.
No.
Hey,
we ain't say that. We talking about spending money at the casino.
Yeah,
we
talking about winning some. Look at you all in the together. Like
that's because she is going to look. When she takes you in a room alone, I'm sorry, you're a big man. You're a big boy, you can handle yourself. And she might have some shit on her mind.
Wait.
Y'all already know I say the things that other people are scared to say. So whatever I say,
I'm going to be like, you're on your own. Here's some condoms. That's a red rat.
How you going to leave me by myself? How you just going to leave me, though? I need the support.
You ain't going to be complaining, baby. Mm-mm. We gotta ask you topic. We gotta ask you the topic question. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What about you? Have you ever had a situation where, she's a little crazy. A girl got a little bipolarish on her.
I mean, I had a girl that was bipolar. This was years ago. This was a few years ago. Yeah, she was cool and everything. Everything was cool until, like, I would call her for, like, 3 days straight, and she'll come back and be like, yo, I just left the hospital. I used to be like, what's going on? Like, you good and stuff like that? She'd be like, no. At first, she didn't tell me. Then I started, like, figuring it out. Like, yo, man, like, what hospital did you go to? She'll tell me, like, this crazy hospital. I asked around. I'm like, yo, ain't that where crazy people be going? That's how I found out.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I'll be calling her for like, she'll just disappear for like a week. I'll be like, damn, man, then she call me and be like, yo, you come around. I'm like, yo, where you been at?
Y'all really have been with some, listen, when people show signs that they need to take pills. Like, I just really leave them alone. Don't get that personal. Like, I know.
That shit is scary.
I love
right.
Your bravery. You're a brave man. All you guys are brave. The first little inkling. What's he going to say?
No, I mean, like, honestly, like, it wasn't, like, really, like, noticeable, you know what I mean? She didn't snap out on me and be like, oh, my God, like, what's wrong with you and shit like that. It would just be, like, times that, of course, like, we'll get off the phone 1 o'clock today, and I won't talk to her till Sunday. I'd be like, yo, man, like, is you cool? And, like, I live around there. I'm like, yo, I don't even see this girl. I'm, like, asking her mom, like, what's up with her? Is she cool? Her mom not telling me nothing either. It was just, like, weird, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's serious. Yo, that is really serious. I like that story, though. I hope that she got the help that she needed.
Me too, man, because I wasn't enough.
She like, it wore off, top peak. I need another piece.
Yeah, right.
It wore off. I need some more.
here I come, boo. My Superman boo.
You ready? Yeah. That is hilarious. But definitely, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk to you a little bit more. Got some more music to play, some more new music. Definitely shout out to Karma Desire for joining us. All right. Very special when she's in the building. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, you guys.
Always, always. Well, we had another track, Raw Weeds, Bitches and Money, produced by Dirty Dunn. Shout out to, this is a Lazy K production too. Shout out to DJ Lazy K. I got you, girl. Send me that music. I'm showing off on Philly Shine.
Thank you, Bob Mike Jones. And right now, you know what it is. You know who it is. I'm here fucking with the queen. Yo, Lazy, show them how we do it on the other side of the map, baby.
DJ Lazy K. Lazy K production.
Fight ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money. Bitches and money. Bitches and money. Bitches and money, bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money, bitches. Bitches and money, bitches and money. Bitches and money, bitches and money, bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money.
Yeah, bust the trap and count 520. That's 100 off the next stack coming for me.
More.
I like to count money, sometimes I stack 20. Do the Indian dance, I make it rain money. No time to chill, cause that paper always calls for me. They see that money on my mind, now they all for me. While I do what I do, it's all for me. But you can eat too, if you put in work too. Me and Show Hustle showing what that work do. Nice car, bad bitches when we fly through. Block the haters out, I got the bird's eye view. My life about cake, you see I'm trying to eat it too. But where I'm from, they try to make it hard to eat.
Real hard.
Niggas popping sweets, staying up for a week.
Focus
on that paper, never sleep, only creep for
trying.
Bust that thing off and slide off in the Jeep again.
Bitches and money, 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 bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money, 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 bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money.
I had a bitch, I did it her for that money though. When she came back, that paper with a pussy flow. She know where I'm going, it's M.O.B. though. I'm on the flip phone talking business to my people.
Money.
Got bitches calling me, telling me where to meet you.
Where?
They all get me bread, and they know the dick is lethal.
I put it on.
Focus on that paper, never let a bitch deceive you.
Never.
Cause when that cash flow, all the hoes wanna meet you. You thinking that's your girl, well your girl like me too. Try and get that paper, and that's why I'ma leave you. That trap phone pop. Saying Weezy block me,
be right there.
I'm coming to the rescue. I'm feeding all the people. So tell me what you want. Got everything in the raw. Bro said he got the girl. I better grab her while she's gone.
Locked
in the kitchen whipping like she's driving a car. How to flip 50 slots before I'm thinking about a bra.
I get them
all. Bitches and money. 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 Bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money. Bitches and
I like that. Bitches and money. I like that.
Nice. Bitches
money.
And money.
And money, I know.
That's Ice Cube. That's Ice Cube on there.
Old school shit. I like that. Like I said, DJ Lazy K production. Showing love. Showing love. You know what I mean? Shout out to my girl, Diamond _ So _ Rare. Team Diamond in the building. She said she will be on the line with us. But she's a busy, busy lady. Coming soon to Philly Shine Radio. Soon as she get that shit right. But, we're going to show some more love. Philly Shine Radio,
Got my boy Tafik, my special guest.
Yep.
I do have Swagged Out Boys on deck to play music from them. It's my boy Street Lotto. Got you on deck too, baby. Please believe I got my baby truth teller with me. Mwah, mwah.
No doubt. I'm kisses. Woo.
You like kisses?
I love kisses.
You know, but then when I see you in person, I'm gonna act like a prude. So don't even be worried about it.
Oh, come on. Oh, I'm like, boom.
But shout out to the callers we got in the building with us. If you want to join in, press 1. Yeah, just like you did.
We have a couple of callers.
Yeah, that's Karma Desire. She just called back in. But we got to show love, area code 203-823. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Mac Mama. I'm just calling to show y'all some love. I got a text. And I just wanted to make sure the millions knows I'm in the building. What's popping, baby?
Well, yeah, he's not on the line now, but definitely thanks for calling in. X Squad is definitely home here. Got Karma Desire representing X Squad DJs on the line. So definitely
okay,
thanks for calling. You want to shout out your Twitter so we can stay in touch with you? This is Philly Shine Radio.
Yes, baby. Well, I'd rather shout out my website, because once they go on my website, they can connect with me from my Twitter. But it's MacMamaWorld.com, and hopefully, well, let me spell that out, too, before I go into the other thing. M-A-C-K.
Do that, baby.
Yes, girl, because, you know, they always misspelling it, and then they say, Mac, I can't find you, but it's there. www.MacMamaWorld.com. And when you go there, then you'll know exactly what I'm about and who I'm about. I got a book out. I got the music. It's popping. And hopefully we'll get up and I'll be able to come on your show and you can interview me, because I'm very interested in getting your fan base, baby, making sure they know who Mac Mama is.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I lock you in now. We got my special Tafik on the line. Don't you be leaving us like this.
I want to talk about the topic. Now, you said the topic is have you ever been with a bipolar person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been with a bipolar person, but I'm bipolar because I have, I think I'm schizophrenic because I have all these different personalities, Mac-alicious, Mac Mama, Mac Murder. It's so many people that live inside of me. So I feel like
I want to meet all of them. But you know what? I feel like a well-rounded and a very well-sane woman has multiple personalities. Like,
absolutely.
If you don't, like, my company is Mood Swings Entertainment. If my mood doesn't swing, I'm going to be ridiculous. Like, I got to have my I'm in love with my boo moment. I got to have my don't call my fucking phone moment. I got to get my shoes nail moment. And you know what I mean? In the moments, they escalate and they lower. But, you know, you need those.
You do need those different personalities. And as an entertainer, you have to have different umbrellas. I'm an author, entertainer, public speaker, and every bag I have to switch up my swag, baby. So I feel like I am definitely a uber schizophrenic. So I just wanted to call in and show y'all some love and voice my little opinion. But make sure y'all hit me up for this interview. Yeah, make sure you hit me up, baby, for that interview so we can really... And check out the website so you know who I am, and then, you know, you'll be a little bit more intrigued with the story, the life, everything. I'm going to leave you with this. I did 13 years in the penitentiary, and I came out still looking good, still looking fresh, and I changed my life. And I just want to share my story with the world, baby. And God bless you guys for doing what y'all do. I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio, too, if y'all want to check it out. It's Mac Mama's World, 9 o'clock. And I just started that. It was used to be Late Night Love with Mac Mama. And you can go to archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mac Mama. It's always the same, baby, M-A-C-K-M-A-M-A. And with that, I'm going to be quiet and let y'all continue what y'all do.
The floor, yeah, you definitely welcome on the floor. This is Philly Sound. We all show off. The CEO, Demel, he just checked in. So she wanted to make sure that you knew she was on the line, Mac. Mama called in to show some love. And she representing on the crazy side with me. Hello.
That's right.
We got right. And we also still getting to know the very talented Tafik, you know what I mean? He helped me out on my show. I don't understand why artists don't like to perform first and just chill and get drunk later, but he definitely opened up the show. I loved it, Tafik. Can't wait for you to headline Diamond Spotlight March 6th, Mill Creek Tavern. Definitely hit me up. It's going to be really, really special.
Tafik's
going to do his damn thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. But, like I said,
Jamel,
I just opened your mic. You
want to
say hi to Mac Mama?
What's up, Mac Mama?
Hey.
Caramel Desire.
Hey.
Coco, DJ Zima, wherever that crazy guy that's trying to get you back honest with me, probably sleep. I ain't gonna say his name.
Boy. Yeah, tonight,
I guess I put
tonight,
him on blast.
Yeah, tonight's a good one, Demel.
What about me over here?
You gotta say hi to the truth teller.
Oh, my fault, truth. TT, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, he like you. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be coming to Philadelphia, July, celebrating Anna's birthday and the road to success.
All right.
You know, we all coming from Ohio, New York, New Jersey,
I'm definitely starting my birthday
countdown
March 1st. Yeah, it's going down this year. Last year, I think I started June 1st or July 1st. This time, I started March 1st. It's going down because there's so much to go on. March is going to be crazy, guys. It's going to be real big events. Y'all got to come out. Club 151, March 2nd. That's when it's starting. Hosting Philly Idol with N.A. I mean, judging Philly Idol with N.A. And Michael Sean from 103 The Beat, sorry, babe, but you know I know who you are. Hosted by Tommy Brown, Headbanger ENT. We got Mill Creek, Diamond Spotlight Music Showcase, March 6th. Definitely going down. We will be showing love to Arson March 18th. Down at the Arts Garage. Then March 19th, I'm hosting a comedy show. It's going to be phenomenal. Chase representing a year of stand-up. He was supposed to call in tonight, but I ain't mad at you, Chase. But find him, Chase,
hey,
Sports Comedian.
Hey.
And, of course, New Era Hip Hop Showcase and After Party, March 20th. It's going to be super crazy. Shout-out to Nick Numbers, A-List Moguls, Madness Studios. It's going to be crazy. And to end off, March Greatness is going to be really huge. That's the Starlight Ballroom. Check out my Twitter. I'm tweeting every hour. Shout out to EA. The event is We Got Deals, hosted by Cosmic Kev, EA, and Honest Fire. It's going to be so crazy. Shout out to New Images and just everybody helping out. This month is going to be great. Kia, you got
to
come out.
Shout out to your new publicist.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to MIYA 79 May is going to definitely be crazy, girl. So we're going to definitely have some fun. But we got a new caller chilling with us, you know what I mean, on Philly Shine Radio. We talking so much shit, having a good time, getting to know my big top beak performing live March 6th. Going down two one five two nine zero. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, Parkside, PSK, West Philly. But I'm actually in New York. I live in New York now, but I still rep Philly, the whole Philly,
because
I'm loving it. Because I was on Facebook and I seen the number and I said let me call it up. You know what I mean?
Okay, right. You an artist?
Yeah, yeah, I'm an actor, stand-up comic, you know, Philly, one of the Philly kings of comedy, go by the name of Ron Long, and I saw the number on my agent's, on his thing, the number, and I saw, let me call in, because, you know, just to see what's popping and just get a, Dave Wilkes, Wilkes Productions, shout out to
who?
Dave Wilkes, down, Dave Wilkes, Wilkes Production,
okay.
Down, yeah, yeah, I seen it on his thing, I said, let me call, see what's popping with that, and just to touch base, you know what I mean, I, so I'm just stepping in, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what, I just stepped right in it just to find out what was popping, and I seen the 646 number, so
okay,
what's good?
Yeah, definitely, you got to show off what is, shout out to your website. Your,
yeah, you know what, I'm supposed
to find
I got
you,
it, I ain't even got
so.
All that ready yet, I got to get all that together, I ain't even got that, but you know what I mean, I just was stepping, you know what I mean, I ain't even know I was going to be on the live,
well,
but it's still all good,
well,
though,
Ryan,
it's all good, yeah, it's much
for,
love.
Unless anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta
yeah.
We gotta ask you this.
Wait, I gotta ask him a question real fast. Hold on.
Yeah.
You got a Facebook,
okay.
Right? You can shout out to Facebook.
Yeah, I got Facebook. Yeah, yeah. Facebook Ron Long. They got the Parkside sign on there. That's me. And you can, you know, send me a you know, friend request or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm on there. And I'll shout y'all out too when I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean?
All
about
fun.
Networking.
Well, I know the topic had to catch you too because
yeah, the topic, yeah. Bipolar. Yeah, I have been with somebody that's bipolar. Myself. Because I'm bipolar.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay. Next time we do a topic, we gotta put you can't call
yes.
It about yourself.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay. 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 Because I'm with myself. Yeah, I'm with myself
I'm
now and I'm bipolar.
I'm 80 polar. Like I said, you gotta be
yes.
All over the place. But shout out to
yes.
My girl BB just called in. You know
yes.
What I mean?
Yes.
Gotta
yes.
Show her some love. Beautiful.
Okay.
Brains
okay.
And beauty. What's good?
Hey, what's up with you?
I'm chilling. We got the truth teller in the building. We got
oh.
Ryan Long just checked in.
Yeah.
Ryan Long.
What's up? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
Hello.
We got Mac Mama on the line, Karma Desire.
Mama.
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Yeah. I want to talk to
y'all.
Huh?
I like
what would you say, BB? Always. But no, BB, tonight's topic, you know, is we talking ish tonight. We talking shit. Who
yeah.
Have you ever been with somebody bipolar, or are you bipolar yourself?
You know what? I feel like sometimes I am a little bit bipolar, but I only see it when I deal with niggas that's bipolar, and I feel like this subject is really at home. Like, bipolar, I guess, is going from one extreme to the next. I've been getting texts like, I hate you. Next thing you know, it's I love to see you. But because I respond, is back on that, like, I love you, but I hate to see you. Like, that's bipolar to me. Because I'm not responding to you, now you hate me. But if I respond, you love me. I mean, it's a little bit psycho, and I'm good with it. But I just had to call in on that because I mean, I'm damned if I'm due, I'm damned if I don't. And I feel like I don't know what to do. What do you do with somebody that's bipolar? How do you please somebody that's bipolar? How do you leave somebody alone?
Night show has been serious. We have
can't
people
be nice
who've had
to
whole.
Yeah,
I've been ignoring them. What are you doing when ignoring somebody don't work? I'm not changing my number. Just understand the fact that I'm not gonna call you or any other. I'm not answering the phone for no number that ain't in my phone. I'm not doing it. What are you doing?
Because if a person's bipolar, they're
part you ain't answering the phone for a month. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, just be nice to him.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought I got the phone call.
You? You?
You.
Hey, yo, man, it's time to tell these niggas. I'm hot.
Yo, man, don't be doing how I
does it. I really fucking does it.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
Mr. Fresh Prince,
yo, man, y'all can do it how
I'm hotter than 50 ovens, man. Hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
Oh, what I say, man?
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
I said, it's G5.
I'm
so crazy, my swag is so crazy. 215 until I die, I know y'all niggas heard me. Everybody rapping, but his rapping never paid you. I'm about to slave you, I'm fucking early grave you. I raise you, can't you see like I'm the fucking man? Yeah, you got like one or two, but I got a million packs, million bands. Ha, they can't do it how I does it. Cause when niggas hit me flow, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. You might as well just say fuck it, I'm hanging in my jersey. Young and so crazy, that nigga is amazing. I'm running out of patience, I really am crazy. I don't even ask why, I'm just glad it's how they made me. All I do is kill shit when I'm rapping on them. I'm like a warm-up unit, I be snapping on them. Going hard in the paint, walk a flock on them. To make me put my tool out, go and gadget on them. Y'all hot, what the fuck was y'all sniffing? Y'all running shoot, I'm yamming on these niggas, Blake Griffin. Killing shit, when I say my swagger through the ceiling like a dagger, I'ma stab it like Mick Jagger, I'ma kill him.
Y'all mad, y'all can do it how I does it.
When niggas send me flow, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. I'm hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
When niggas send me flow, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens.
Y'all mad, y'all can do it how I does it.
When niggas send me flow, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. I'm hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
When niggas send me flow, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. I'm on a prowl, they be talking loud, they all whispering. It's getting cold, all my bars hot, y'all shivering. Pizza boy, I'm not a pizza boy, but I'm delivering. Is he real? Is he really real? I know you feeling him. I got this flow. When the beat is pumping like adrenaline, they ask me where I'm from. I said that I be on a Philly shit. Coming for the tri-state. Know I'm hot, so why wait? Buzzing since my speech. I was in your top eight, top eye. Who they calling for? No, not I. And I'm walking tall like Cyclops. I got foot like a stripes on my back. I remember bitches used to play me like an iPod. Ooh.
Yo, man, y'all can do it how I does it.
When
niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. I'm hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens.
Y'all can't do it how I does it.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. I'm hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. Guess what? I'm hotter than the oven. Dirty ass boots on. I know you not bustin'. Fly with no wings. You were not buzzing. Only knew her 5 minutes. Got your bitch trying to fuck me on. Got this game tied down like a shoestring. Cop the car that changed colors like a mood ring. Fuck one dog, my name doing two things. I'm a beast, I'm knocking rappers off the food chain. Y'all bitching, you don't wanna hit me dissing. If you can't stand the heat, then don't come inside the kitchen. I'm locked down like a pit bull, not crippin'. I'm a SOB baller, I can't stop winning. Riding with the tri-state, but I'm North Philly. Shout out to Beanie Siegel, I'm a Broad Street bully. Ask about Reef Swag, yeah, I represent Philly. Ask about Reef Swag, yeah, I represent Phily.
Y'all mad, y'all can do it how I does it.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. Hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens.
Y'all mad, y'all can do it how I does it.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens. I'm hot as 50 ovens.
I'm hot as 50 ovens.
When niggas hit me floor, they know I'm hot as 50 ovens.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga screw you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds Chris style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seein'. did, who you doing? And she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas. Only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches. Only if they real bitches. They got three hoes, and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they have to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When this Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and feel me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
You. Hello?
Hello? Mom, is she giving me the silent treatment? True color, hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, so now you want to say something, Tafi? That's you, Tafi?
Yeah, we in here.
What about 85? 856-966. Are you with from Philly Shine? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from
Kansas. My voice starting to change. I think I'm about to go to another polar. I'm about to switch poles. Wait, Lord. I wonder if strippers say that. I'm about to switch poles.
The other one was too sweaty.
All due respect to the strippers, definitely got to show some love. But Tafiq, I asked you a question before you. I don't know what the heck you was doing, but I was talking to you. You didn't talk back to me, and I was just getting ready to go up to your neighborhood because you know where I know where you live. So.
I know, right? No, man, that joint had cut off. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But what's up?
That's cool. It's cool. No, I wanted to know, like, what can fans expect from your next project? What can we expect from Road to Riches or your next single, or if we go on to your YouTube and check you out, like, what's to be expected?
I mean, they're going to expect and they're going to receive motivation because Road to Riches is all about that, you know what I mean? Somebody is trying to get at their goals and get there gracefully. So basically, everything I do, every show I put out there or whatever, and every mixtape I put out there is going to show growth. It's also going to show that motivation that people need. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really do. I do like that. I want to be motivated. Motivated to make some money. To have some fun, make some mistakes.
Of course. I mean, it's only good mistakes, though, you know what I mean?
Well, like, everything is all perfect, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
But like I said, I'm be very excited to see you join us March 6th, part of March Greatness. You know what I mean? Definitely want you to be in the building, Diamond Spotlight, Mill Creek. It's going to be crazy.
Yep. We're going to turn that joint out once again.
I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to show some love, some more love to some more artists. I got to show love to my swagged out boys.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? They're going to play some music from Street Lotto. Close out the topic for tonight, you know what I mean?
Cool.
I haven't been with a bipolar guy before. I've been with I would say he was like full of shit. Like, I remember this guy 3 boyfriends ago, 19 or whatever. And he was messing with a girl around the corner from me, right? Behind my back and shit. So like the shit hit the fan, and then I was just like, look, I don't want you no more. But then he was just like, oh, no, I do love you. I don't want that bitch, whatever, whatever. And then he would just do crazy shit like, I'm going to kill myself if you don't love me. Like, and then I had to realize, like, it took me a while. Like, at first I was just like, shit, I wanted to kill myself. But then I had to realize, like, some people are really low individuals, and they use that as like a ploy to make you feel sorry for them. They have no intentions of killing themselves. They just want to see that shit to like control you. You know what I mean? He definitely was crazy. I'm like, you got to be crazy if you think I'm gonna still be with you. Like we were friends afterwards and stuff like that, and it was cool.
Did he apologize?
And then, huh?
Did he apologize for that?
Oh yeah. I mean, he apologized for all the stuff, you know what I mean? But then I had to stop being friends with him because, like, even when I started getting other relationships and I was still friends with him, that's just another reason why I don't really condone being friends with exes because, like, I think I was telling him a problem that I was having, and then he was just like, you act like you ain't do nothing. And I'm like, I didn't do nothing. You always, and he just like kind of cussed me out a little bit, like, you always perfect. You don't do shit to nobody or whatever. I hate a problem. I was just like,
next topic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, motherfucker, you're not going to get shit on me. Like, I'm not I'm not the type of person to do dirt to a person. And I was just like, oh, yeah, he's really crazy. I'm a... We're going to keep phone calls. I see you at the bar or whatever, like, no
on no extra chilling with your ass.
Yeah, that nigga was, he was going then. On to the next one, man.
that shit threw me off. He was like, I know you did something. You ain't cheat on me, but you had to cheat on him. You ain't cheat on him not once. I was like, no.
Trying to make it like turn it against you. I mean, yeah, I really don't condone that.
Well, yeah, whatever. But then when I did do something, he wasn't around. But if I ever talk to my homie again, I'm like, yeah, I do shit, I've done stuff. Not all the time. Not like you're fucking dirty ass. Like he was fucking with the neighborhood dirty joint. It was like real embarrassing. Like you never know what embarrassment is when somebody cheat on you with somebody who's like really less than nothing.
But you know what's funny about that? How come a lot of girls, whenever a nigga like cheat and shit, they always be like, you cheated on me with that bitch. The bitch could be Beyonce. But she'll still call her, like, ugly as shit.
Now, see, I have no problem giving a bitch props. Because I remember even when my last dude left me for the fat, lumpy bitch, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, this bitch's stomach and leg look alike. Like, it's disgusting. Like,
yeah.
When do you stop eating? Like, when do you really... It was just like... Then he wanted to tell me later, like, he couldn't even fuck her. Like, what are you doing? Like, but if somebody messing with somebody bad, you like, well, shit. I can't hate. But when a person does go lower, you just got to be like, oh, shit, man. You look at a situation like, I had to be honest, like, man, fuck it. Like, I don't fucking give a fuck. Y'all know it ain't me. Like, something wrong with that nigga.
Yeah, man. When a nigga like nasty, he like nasty. I mean, okay.
Yeah, like it happens. It happens, but you gotta have fun with it. You know what I mean? Like life's too short. And then I'ma say to everybody, like, it's never really necessary to get so stressed out about a person. Like, it's not worth it. Like, if you can't get yours first, you already fucked up, so take it on the chin and just keep it moving. Like, other than that, get yours, stay happy. keep moving. That's my advice for tonight. I'm inspired. I'm in thought.
All right. Sound like Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. Like, I think as the show builds up, like, once we start the show with my host, the truth teller, send your drama to email URDRAMA, that's UR and three dramas @gmail.com. We'll definitely address you anonymously, or we'll put it out there. Like, fuck it, we'll say names of the internet. Can't really do nothing, like, can't do shit. You can come see us. You know where I be. I'm everywhere. My whole fucking itinerary online. Like, come see a bitch. I ain't scared, but we're going to have some fun. Shit going to get popping. You know what I mean? A lot of things to come. Definitely check out my show from last Tuesday. This Tuesday was equally amazing. Tonight's topic is a little bit crazy. But we're coming back Thursday. It's going to be fun. Truth Teller has a new guest. We're going to do some again. Check out Top Speak. What's your YouTube? Because I see you got your YouTube popping.
Yeah, my YouTube is Top Speak, TAFIK 1000. You can just search me, Top Speak Freestyle, TAFIK Freestyle, and everything will just pop up. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's what's up. We got you. We're going to definitely check you out. Shout out to everybody still tuned in with us. We're going to go in, play some music for my swagged out boys, babies. You know what I mean? Zah. Shout out to Lil Zah. That's my sweetheart. I like him. They cool as shit. I got to get some new music for my girl, Toxic Egyptian. We got a lot of things popping.
Greatness.
Yo, I think I'm going to be on a roll in April, and I'll be back in Philly May, June, July. It's going to be crazy. We're going to keep it popping. It's going to be hot. It's going to be real, real hot. But Truth Teller, please, babe, go in and play track 2 from the Swagged Out Boys. Tafik, you got to stay. You got to be a fixture. You got to come back on Philly Shine. You got to come back.
Hey, like, I'm going to be as frequent as a flyer, if that's what you want. We going
to
go in.
I thought you was about to say something else. Like, he said frequent so slow. Like, I just heard the F-R-E first. Like, it was like, I'm like, what you want, freak? Like, you know, like, I thought he was going to say freak. Like, is that me?
It's the art of deception, man. I ain't going like that.
I'm going to start using that word. I'm about to start
freaking,
like, out of control. I'm going my way for you. Like, I want you to get me a frequent flyer mile.
No, he's gonna be mad at you. He'll be mad at
you. I'm like, could you frequently give me a check? I'll be like, you're my favorite frequent flyer. You're silly. Yeah, are we not comedians, but definitely it's going to be some comedians in the building March 19th, the Locust Street Walk, celebrating 1 year of comedy with Chase. I'm hosting that, Joe. I'm going to have some joke books, notepads, stickies.
I'm going to write you down some jokes.
It's going to be crazy. Huh? Yeah, please help me. We're going to shut the show down, play some music. Definitely thanks for everybody calling the show. We're going to show some love.
Yeah. Oh.
What they do it. What they do it. What they do it. In the building.
You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit this cheating nigga up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season change. Bikini time, cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Then, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This is what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This is what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
Place yourself the first place you
to a last at. Treat the speed like I treat your girl and I smash that. They saying I'm the teacher, but I'm giving niggas flashbacks. If free throws right, I'm guessing that Kevin's wrong. I just do it, get your 24-7s on. I'm so live, two times you gotta kill me. And a man with numb hands can still feel me. These raps be killed, these beats can slaughter. My flow so deep, Shaq couldn't keep his head above the water. B plus never being hot, it's nothing like a mismatch. Just like him, it's my child, put it to sleep, call it kidnap. I'm ending all these raps, call it termination. My swag is so tight, it be cutting off my circulation. And I'm the shit, people keep saying take a bath. Swag plus money equal me, I did the math.
Who fly is us? I'm guessing nobody. Man, how my pockets looking? It's so naughty. Rico a little Zai. We don't try, we was born to be fly. And we fly, yeah. And we fly. Your wings, yeah, man, I'm just dumping on you rappers, get my stomach upset. Lil Zai, Rico, Reef Swag, be the best. G5, 3 weeks, more buzz than insects. Yo, y'all niggas stay hating. I hopped out the booth and left the mic flaming. I'm getting money, pockets on Uncle Phil. If only the strong survive, you know I'm venture like a mill. Yeah, I'm by my green Brussels sprouts. I swear the beast they give me, I eat them and spit them out. Man, I'm at your door like some spirit treaters. Alarm going off, yes, I'm waking up all my sleepers. And you can tell, I cook on my opponents, man. I got the game on lock, I won't let it go for a moment. Yeah, man, and this money over women. Swimming in the money, I go deep sea fishing, Lil Zai.
Who flies us? I'm guessing nobody. Man, how the pockets looking? It's so naughty. Rico a Lil Zai. We don't try, we was born to be fly.
Like a dog, right? One band, two band, three band, four, five. back to the home court, man. Let me catch my breath, man. Switch up the swag on y'all.
I'm moving, ballin', I'm moving, coachin', I'm scooping, pimpin', recruitin', break 'em, then shake 'em, I make 'em, don't take 'em, won't chase 'em, replace 'em, I sign up, we'll make 'em, winning and winning, these women, they're spinning, these corners, I'm bending, I'm fixing and linin', I'm living, I'm spinning, y'all niggas, I'm pretending, I give 'em the business, I get it, now dig.
Everybody joining the show. Good night for tonight. Shout out to my girl, Truth Teller. Always doing it. Doing it big. We love her. Good night, everybody.